deal with their suffering, and also been extended to other realms, including business, leadership. In my own model of emotional intelligence, I propose that there are four domains of ability. One is self-awareness. The other is managing ourselves well based on this clear understanding of what's going on inside ourselves. Another is empathy, sensing what's going on in the other person. And then finally, putting all of that together in skilled interactions, in social intelligence, if you will. And what fascinates me, John, about your work is that mindfulness seems to be applied self-awareness. It seems to be a method for cultivating the variability that I'm talking about, which I've framed in terms, for example, of being able to monitor the signals from your own body that tell you if the decision you're about to make is a good decision, whether it's who should I marry this guy or, you know, what should be our strategy for our company going forward. You still need to have a sense of what your wisdom is on the subject, which isn't your rational thoughts. It's something deeper. And also ethical judgments. Is what I'm about to do in keeping with my own sense of priority, meaning, values? We don't get the answer through our thoughts. We get it from a kind of instinctive, intuitive, felt sense. Feels right, doesn't feel right. And ignoring those signals, I think, is to